1-800-259-2237.
Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 nights ago, the president promised to pull us out. You here today are that hope and change to America. 3 days later, Mr.
Well, last week when we were with you, we had no idea that on Monday, literally... part of America would be blown apart. The actual audio of the bombs going off in Boston. And what ensued was an entire week this week of just abject terror, fear, worry. The fact that there were no leads on the attacks for the first 24 to 36 to stretching into 48 hours. And then some pieces started falling into place, not the least of which, in fact, perhaps easily the most important one, was the iconic photo, the guy in the iconic photo of the bombing, the man in the gray sweatshirt being wheeled out in a wheelchair. Many of the news organizations had to blur the bottom half of the photo because you just saw the bone sticking out of his leg where the leg had been blown away. But in that photo, he was being rolled into the ambulance, and then he got taken off. When he came to, about a day or so later, he just wrote 8 simple words, bag, saw the man, looked in my eye. And when he was able to communicate more, he began to give more details. And that's when things then really started to click. All of the millions of photographs that were taken and the investigators were just, you know, working around the clock without breaks, just probably driving themselves insane, looking at photo after photo after photo, trying to piece together clues that would match with what the evidence recovered at the scene was, which was those shards of the backpack and some of the pressure cookers that the bombs were held in. Anyway, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Kevin McCullough. That guy right there is Stevie B.
Yo, yo, yo.
So a pretty tough week all the way around, Stephen. And
yeah,
we've asked people, as last night kind of ended on a high note, suspect number 2 is in custody. That little message repeating over and over again on the Watertown, Massachusetts radio as the call went out. They had surrounded him. They had been worried that he might try to blow himself up and take others out with him. Turned out he was just really injured and in the back of a boat and really more or less incapable of moving. And they got him. They got him in custody. And you could kind of feel the whole country breathe a sigh of relief. But Bill in Indiana, we've asked the question, should he be tried as a criminal? Should he be tried as an enemy combatant? And you're saying because of the lack of trust you have in the administration that he should be tried as a criminal. Explain what you mean by that.
No, I'm not saying he should necessarily be tried as a criminal. I'm just saying that we're all very emotional and we all want to see this guy be punished and put in front of a wall and executed and everything and get his just dues. But let's just back up a second and look at the big picture here. Are we really setting a precedent here of taking American citizens who are labeled as terrorists and stripping them of all of their citizenship rights under the Constitution, you know, search and seizure, habeas corpus, unusual punishments, and so forth? And to what extreme could the government carry this to? And since the list, like I say, since the list of potential terrorists on Homeland Security does include veterans, okay, and evangelical Christians, should we be very careful of this?
What does he? I don't even. You know my role in all this, Kevin. What does he mean? A list of what with veterans and
Bill,
evangelical
explain,
Christians?
And you can ask Bill directly, Stephen. But Bill, explain what he's talking about. What you're talking about?
About 18 months ago, there was a list that was released, an official list of potential terrorists.
Well, they didn't use the term terrorists. They said these were sources of potential extremism. So You know, again, accuracy counts, but they were calling disgruntled veterans and evangelical Christians and other groups the hotbed for where extremism could grow out of.
Okay. But I'm just saying that there's a precedent set here. A lot of people think waterboarding is great to torture people because they're terrorists and they're bad people.
Yeah.
And we can get good.
Except waterboarding's not torture, so that's a different conversation.
Well, it is.
No, it's not. We do it to our own guys, Bill. We do it to my brother-in-law is in the Navy. He serves in a forward operating capacity. He was waterboarded in SEER school. We do it to our own people. It doesn't damage the body in any way. It's not torture.
I thought it was going to kill me, and so did my little brother. He's a Navy pilot, shot down twice in Vietnam, too. So, you know, we've been down this road. I'm just saying that.
And it's not torture.
These are prisoners, you know.
Well, okay.
You don't know what you're talking about. It's the most horrible means of torture.
Bill, I would use every tool at my disposal if I had a terrorist and he knew where an impending attack was going to kill millions of people. I would waterboard him in a heartbeat, because if he sees Jesus even for a half second and tells the truth, we save lives because of that.
Well, I'm just speaking as a guy who's taken prisoners in combat, and everything in the UCMJ is against torturing prisoners. And you're talking about one of the worst, most vicious.
Okay, Bill. So, Bill, God bless you for your service, Bill.
Amen.
But let me ask you a question. Do you think, you know, you've been waterboarded, and I'll ask you the question. So right now, this kid who just got captured after the bombing in Boston. Let's say there's a bomb planted somewhere and it's going to kill 10,000 people and it's set on a timer. Well, should they waterboard them to get the information? Yes or no?
No. No, and I'll tell you why. If we're going to turn into a bunch of Nazis, you know, this is the road.
So you're going to compare waterboarding somebody to Nazis?
I'd like to see you get waterboarded for about 2 hours, Steve. And you
That's
would not
the point.
And
nowhere in my future, sir, will I be setting bombs to blow up 10,000 people. That's not my point. My question to you is, and you said no, and then you compared waterboarding to Nazis, which gives me a bit of a sense of your perception, which is tolerant, which is why we have these problems. It's the tolerance, Bill, that's turning America into a toilet. That's what it's doing.
They torture prisoners, and they mutilate them, and they kill them, and torment them to get information out of them. I just think,
Bill, we don't mutilate anybody. And again, waterboarding is not in the category. It doesn't alter the body in any way. It doesn't cause any long-term physical damage to the human being in any way. I'm sorry?
When you're unconscious and half drowned and resuscitated, you think that doesn't cause damage to your body and your systems and your brain?
We didn't make any. I don't know what waterboarding you're talking about, Bill, but we've only waterboarded about 5 suspects in the entire war on terror, and none of them went unconscious in the process.
You don't know that. You don't know what the intelligence community is doing.
Kevin, you know what? God bless you.
Okay. Thank you, Bill. Appreciate the call. Appreciate the call. Appreciate the call.
And I don't want to sound like another one of these talk show hosts that just gets rid of the call.
We gave Bill a lot of time.
Wait a second. Obviously, this man is at an age that he's at now. And listen, it gets back to the common sense that you and I are talking about, Kevin, and the difference between a right perception and a left perception and a liberal perception and a progressive perception. And I find it shocking that a Vietnam veteran would be on this program and turn around and say, no, if a bomb was out there to kill 10,000 people, no, I wouldn't waterboard the guy. Okay, well, great. Well, guess what? The more we have that attitude, the more bombs will blow up in cities like Boston in the future until we start to take the measures that we need to take to protect this country.
Actually, I really strongly agree with that. And I am a little bit surprised, not that Bill's not entitled to his own opinion, he totally is, but anytime you compare the possibility of the impending deaths of thousands of people with the rights of a person that has already committed murder and other atrocities, and you're saying
exactly.
And you're saying using
exactly.
waterboarding, which scientifically speaking, and you can tell me I don't know what I'm talking about, but I've talked to people that have been waterboarded. I have been waterboarded. I did it on purpose to see exactly what it
no,
was. It's not fun.
He's talking about something else. Go
but,
ahead.
But it's not fun. But it is not torture. It is not. You may be scared. There's nothing wrong with scaring somebody out of their wits if it saves the lives of innocent people. In my opinion, especially with somebody that has already killed others.
Our number is 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Once again, Bill, thank you for your service. Thank you for your call. We disagree with you.
One line open, and we're going to take your calls. Calls from Gary and Art when we continue. This is Baldwin McCullough Live. Thank you for being with us each Saturday night, 9 to 11 Eastern, and all across the country at BaldwinMcCullough.com. Hi, I'm Kevin McCullough. Have you seen the headlines as it relates to the implementation of Obamacare? It's a total disaster. Has been from the beginning. I even predicted it would be in my book, No, He Can't, How Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change. You know who else saw it coming from the beginning as well? My friends AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. What did they see? They saw AARP take $1 billion in taxpayer money as a bribe to support Obamacare. And even though the vast majority of AARP members said, "We don't want AARP to be in bed with Obamacare," they took the bribe, took your tax dollars, and did it anyway. That's why you deserve a better choice. And that's what AMAC is. It's a United Voice, information, advocacy, discounts, benefits, travel, and insurance. Call them at 888-262-2006 or go to AMAC.us. AMAC is better. Better for you. Better for America. 888-262-2006. That's 888-262-2006 or AMAC.us. And tell them Kevin McCullough sent you.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are natural, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. My name is Stephen Baldwin. He is Kevin McCullough.
Yes, I am.
Together, we're the best 2 hours on Saturday night that all y'all cookie people out there, and then some normal people too, like Jackie.
See, we have to attract both kinds, because we are both kinds.
You know, one of the
Stephen's kooky. I'm normal.
Right here within the Baldwin McCullough family, Jackie is.
Did you just say Baldwin McCullough phobia? Were you about to say that?
I went to say Baldwin McCullough family, but I said it too fast,
and it came out Baldwin McCullough phobic. Ah, family. What?
Yeah. What? Yeah.
What would Baldwin McCullough phobia be? The fear of Saturday night.
which actually, even. I can have myself. I myself can have a Baldwin McCullough phobia, which is a phobia of myself, which is kind of interesting.
I thought it had to do when you wait until less than 8 minutes to do the sound check on your remote location. That's what I thought the Baldwin McCullough phobia was.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Of course not. Who have we got for us waiting for us, Stephen?
Who do we have waiting for
on the
us?
On the calls? Line 3, Gary in Atlanta. Hey, Gary.
Hello.
Good Saturday night to you.
Yes. I'm also a Vietnam veteran, and I agree partly with what the other gentleman said. I believe this kid should get a trial in court. Now, I personally think he's guilty of sin, and I'm as pro-death penalty as it gets. But we have seen first what happens when the government just decides if you're guilty. If you think back to the Clinton administration, you don't have to be a Muslim terrorist. Remember they kicked down the door on that Gonzalez family in Florida, took that boy back?
I do remember that, yeah.
All the pictures of their black uniforms and their guns stuck in them women's face?
No, I remember that. Nobody died, but I remember it.
That's right. But the power is, if you had a gun stuck in your face, you don't have much to complain about either. I think that he said he's an American citizen. He deserves at least a trial as an American citizen. It's too bad he's in Massachusetts. It seems like these jihadists are pretty smart. They only attack the Democrat states where there's no death penalty.
Right.
I want to jump in on one of your comments there, and I just want you to know. Maybe I'm kooky. You know, I've ridden bulls and I've skydived and I've done a lot of unique things that most people can't or won't do. But I want you to know, if anyone kicked in my door with this government and put a weapon in my face, and it was a mistake and it was an accident, I'd forgive him and I'd let it go, and I wouldn't mind it whatsoever. And as far as the all of the pushback that you've seen certain liberals in this country display about the Patriot Act and reading emails and listening to phone calls, I got nothing to hide. You can read all my emails and listen to all my phone calls too. Obviously, it's getting worse. So what's the problem? Why is it getting worse, sir? That's my question to you. You're a veteran. I'll ask you the same question. If this 19-year-old knew that there was another bomb that would kill 10,000 people in the next 24 hours, should they waterboard him to get the information? Yes or no?
Sure. I got no problem with that.
Amen.
Yeah. And Gary, just know that Stephen and I, we do disagree frequently. And I'm more with you on the busting down the door to my house, only because I am a law-abiding citizen. See, but that also kind of reinforces what Stephen's saying, and where you and Bill, to me, are a little bit off base here, is if you are, quote, an American citizen, and at the very best this kid can be is a naturalized citizen, if he is that, and I haven't seen documentation that he's naturalized, but if he is...
to be honest with you.
He's only been in the country 10 years. I don't know how long. I mean, I know people that went through the immigration process. It took them nearly seven working on it from the day they got here to get their citizenship. I don't know that these guys were citizens. But let's just say that they are for the sake of the argument. If you turn on your fellow citizens and you start bombing large masses, indiscriminate of who's there, of innocent people, you've lost your rights as an American citizen. You have no rights at that point. You're committing treason. You are killing your fellow citizens.
If you've lost your rights as an American citizen, there is no America and there is no Constitution. We would be no different than Iran torturing that Christian minister in prison.
Gary, how do you get to that? If you... And of course he has to be found guilty. Trial by jury, evidence has to be there. Yeah.
But
you're talking about a guy who obviously on the call now has a certain perception as a constitutionalist,
I'm a constitutionalist. What does that mean?
His perception is warped because obviously knowing what we know about this kid and that he went out of the country to train in terror, none of that matters. He has rights.
Well, the brother did. We don't know that this one did.
Well, but it doesn't matter. He has rights.
Well, what you're saying is true as well. We do have rights. But if he is found guilty, and if we have him dead to rights, so to speak, you've got videotape that shows him clearly, unmistakably putting the bomb right in front of the 8-year-old kid.
Sure.
Is that not treason?
It's a hideous, terrible thing he did. It may very well be treason, but he still needs to be tried in a civilian court.
Well, what if they can prove, Gary, connection to terrorist networks?
I don't recall anywhere in the Constitution where that disqualifies you from your rights.
Well, unless you're with a group that has declared war on America...
I think it's terrible what he did.
No. It's different. If I go out and I kill somebody that's, you know, having an affair with my spouse or something, that's a terrible thing to do. If this kid is connected to the Chechen rebel jihadist al-Qaeda superlink in some way that has declared war on us and he's taken their side... and is attacking innocent Americans, you're not an American anymore at that point.
Well, no. Listen, we're beating a dead horse here. My question for the caller is, you know, you're in your house, sir. It's the middle of the night. Somebody breaks in and stabs your wife in the chest and murders her in cold blood in front of you. Do you hit him in the head and knock him out and then, you know, call the police and then make sure that he gets his rights? Or do you shoot him dead where he stands because he's in your house and he's done this crime?
Because I have guns and I hopefully will shoot him dead before he kills my wife.
Well, that's true. No.
That wasn't my question. If he murders your wife in front of you by whatever, however the circumstance, do you shoot him? Or do you put your weapon down after you've incapacitated him so that he can have his rights?
He wouldn't be incapacitated. He'd be dead after I put him.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well then, brother, come on. That sounds to me like you're from Iran, treating that guy the same way that pastor's being treated.
I'm not sure, Stephen, you believe that.
Sounds to me like
Gary,
you guys' rights just went out the
Gary,
window.
You and Bill are both good guys, and thank you for serving your country honorably. And we're grateful that you listened to the show. We've got more to go. Art's in North Carolina. Mike's in Georgia. We're getting to both those calls. One line free, 888-340-3373. Is this bomber suspect number two, is he a criminal or is he an enemy combatant? What say you? 888-340-3373.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Longevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, I'm Steve Schultz, Vice President of Training here at Longevity. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, President of the Genesis Communications Network. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'm going to be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Longevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared, and not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry Guy Makes and Match number 10 can sale, freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. Freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com. Spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Pay for free.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live from New York, and tonight also from Dallas, Texas. So we are glad that you're with us. Steven's in Dallas, Kevin's in New York, and we're connecting with you all over the place. From Fairbanks, Alaska to Orlando, Florida, from New York City to San Diego, California, and everywhere in between, we have got this country crisscrossed on Saturday nights. It's Baldwin McCullough Live and on Sirius XM 131. Thank you for being there as well. Let's go to line two. We're talking about whether or not Dzhokhar Tsarnaev, however you say his last name, should be tried as a civilian criminal, or is he an enemy combatant eligible for the death penalty? Now, why it matters is because Massachusetts doesn't have the death penalty in their state. So if they try him as a civilian criminal, we're going to subsidize his existence. He's 19. He could live 100 years. No kidding. 100 years, three squares a day, cable TV, air conditioning, opportunity to earn his college degree online, maybe recruit more jihadists into the movement from his jail cell. I don't know. Stephen, I've heard of crazier things, and we do give criminals an awful lot in prison these days.
He's got rights.
We make it fun for them. You know, they get to walk around outside for an hour a day. Where's the days of the bowl of water and a little bit of bread, moldy bread, and no bed? Just, you know, like a hard rock floor. Just make them sleep on the hard rock floor. I mean, where's those days gone? Anyway, let's go to line two. Art calling from Charlotte, North Carolina, listening to the Truth Network tonight. Art, welcome. You're on Baldwin McCullough Live. Hi.
It is such an honor. I have to tell you both, if I make my comment, that when I first listened to you guys a couple of months ago, I wasn't impressed. But you guys are quite a chemistry together, and I really love the way you two work together.
Why weren't you impressed a couple of months ago, Art? Because I thought we were far funnier 2 months ago than we are now.
I don't know. I seem to be more intelligent now than I used to be. I don't know what it is.
Oh, no. You got to knock that stuff off right now.
I like you, Stephen. You're something. You really are. No, I mean it. When I first listened, it was Saturday night. There's nothing going on. You know, if you're not doing anything Saturday night at 9 o'clock, there's nothing going on. And the point is, I didn't really understand how you two work together. I just wanted to make a comment.
Art, we don't understand how we work together.
I know. That's what I like you both of you so much. You two are something. Now, with that in mind, I wanted to, again, Stephen, I wanted to tell you the heck with Mr. Trump. He should have never gotten rid of you. You're one of the best ever.
Yeah, well, for that, sir, I would like to just let you know that you are clearly a genius.
Well, the comment I wanted to make quickly is, I was thinking here when the show started, and I was listening. I listened to this station quite a lot, and of course, there's tremendous programs on here, you know, about scripture and all kinds of things, and in the scriptural speaking. And the point that really came to my mind was, I don't think we have a right, if you believe in Jesus Christ, and I do, and I know you two do. I don't think he would allow us to make that decision to put anybody to death. That just happens to be a... Now, wait a minute. Let me finish. And I'm not against this. I'm telling you that I'm just kind of coming to my own thought process through the Lord that, you know, he went through a lot, too, and he could have condemned a lot of people for what they did to him. But really, the condemnation comes in the next life, in the judgment of our Father.
I know. Well, I ain't Jesus either, pal, and I say we fry this kid.
I know you do. And look, I would have been with you 6 months ago, but I just wanted to make that point that I believe that maybe by you keeping him alive, I want to make a point when that terror shot Pope John, and he didn't die. Pope John went back to him a few years later and forgave him, and you never know what could come about when you learn about truth, in a sense. But I did want to make that quick point. I'm listening to Christian radio, and I don't think on Christian radio we really can put anybody to death. I don't see this.
All right, you sound like Kevin now, making me behave and all of that. But
you're hard
I
on
say
me,
hurry
Stephen.
This kid up to his 72 virgins or whatever it is.
You are so hard on me.
But Art, let me weigh in on this, because it's interesting that you say that Jesus wouldn't tell us to do that. Jesus had the opportunity to nullify the death penalty in the New Testament, and he did not.
I don't know. I'm just making a point, but I'm listening to Chris.
Listen, brother, we hear you. I always try to approach these obviously sensitive,
yes,
specific conversations, you know, with as much common sense logic. And here's the thing. I'm about to agree with Kevin where there is scripture that Kevin will refer to now that interpretively says, you know, X, Y, and Z. I'll let him comment on that. And we're not here to be on Baldwin McCullough Live to say, you know, that we're like these, you know, whack job, conservative Christians.
Well, we don't have to be anybody else. We're just us.
Right.
We
have our opinions.
And we take the Bible seriously. But, yeah, I'll respond to that when we continue. But, Art, thank you for the call. Appreciate you being here. This is Baldwin McCullough Live tonight from New York.
Actors, models, singers, and dancers. Is it your destiny to perform? God is raising a new generation of performers who are real. Performers who are positive role models. Join his movement in media. AMTC, Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ is coming to cities across America. Call 1-800-STAR-420 or visit amtcaudition.org. Success in the entertainment industry is about more than your talent. It's about what you know. It's about who you know. Find both at AMTC. Call 1-800-STAR-420. Children, teens, and adults, if you have a calling to be in film, fashion, music, or theater, this is your chance to do it right. AMTC is coming, even to a city near you. To learn more, call 1-800-STAR-420. Or visit amtcaudition.org. AMTC is a nonprofit ministry. Join a worldwide network of Christian performers. Call 800-STAR-420 or amtcaudition.org.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BLOCKITPOCKET.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
A for free.
It's a Saturday night, and that means you're listening to Baldwin McCullough Live right here, to the sound of this voice and Dr. McCullough. I'm calling you Dr. McCullough.
Now I'm a doctor. You always make it harder to live up to.
You're them. My doctor.
No. We don't. No, we're not. That's just too weird. Okay, moving on.
My therapist.
No, I'm not that either. There's not enough wisdom in me to understand what I would need to understand to be an effective therapist for you.
Well, you've been a fantastic blessing in my life, son.
Well, and on that level, I can say that's been reciprocated both ways, and I think we can leave it at that.
Sir, yes, sir.
888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Let's go to Mike in Toccoa, Georgia. What we're talking about here, very simply, friends, is the bomber that was captured. Of course, the other one was killed the day before, but the one that was captured yesterday, should he be tried as a civilian in a criminal court, or should he be declared an enemy combatant and tried under the military code for the crimes of, jihad against America? 888-340-3373. Mike in Toccoa, you're up next on Baldwin McCullough Live. Hi.
Hi, how are you tonight?
We're doing well. Thank you for your call.
First time I've ever listened to you, and I already love what you have to say and everything else.
Thank you.
I personally think he needs to be tried as an enemy combatant and tried for treason. And as far as the waterboarding, I agree with that 100%. He's already guilty. I mean, we all know that. We know what's going to happen down the road anyway. You know, but why sit there and let him chew up taxpayer money with free air conditioning, TV, and this and the other, let him build up another bombing case down the road with inviting all his cohorts and his friends from over there to come over here and do the same thing again? You know what I'm saying?
I do, Mike, and thanks for the call. If there was actually a way, Stephen, to give these people life in prison that was not like the prisons that we have, then I'd be more inclined to say life in prison might be a better punishment. But I'm sorry, it's a little too nice. It's a little too comfortable. They get plenty of food, cable TV, you know, fresh air. There's not really much punishment there other than they're just removed from, society in general. And if it was a little more, I don't know, like medieval, leaky castle, moss growing on the bricks in the wall, you know, that kind of stuff, then I think I'd be a little more comfortable with that.
Yeah, well, I agree with something like that, only I think they should have, like, moss growing on their faces, but that's just me.
Line 3, Anita in High Point, North Carolina. Anita, welcome. You're on with Baldwin and McCullough. Glad you're here.
Hi, thank you. I definitely feel that he should be tried exactly for what he is. He's a terrorist. And I think that just like Fort Hood, where that was also a terrorist incident.
No, Anita. That was at least according to our esteemed president, that was just workplace violence.
No, it wasn't. But what makes me sick about that is because the president did that, all of those murdered in cold blood by that terrorist did not get their medals and they did not get their benefits.
Yeah.
And I just think that's wrong. And just like now, we have a U.S. citizen, a pastor, Pastor Saeed, who got permission to go to Iran to help orphans. Now, you want to talk about torture? Let's compare torture, where he's almost dead, to waterboarding. Now, truly, what they're doing to a U.S. citizen who got permission to go there to help orphans, he is truly being tortured.
Yeah, and Anita, just hit the pause button for a second, because I want Steve and everybody else to make sure they're aware of what we're talking about. Pastor Saeed Abedini, if you've not heard the story, is a pastor who went to Iran and was building a series of orphanages when he was picked up, accused of proselytizing, put under house arrest, eventually brought to trial, was told again and again he would be set free, never was. Then it was thought he might be given the death penalty by the hanging judge. That was the judge he went in front of. That judge, because it suddenly got some international attention, decided to give him 8 years in prison instead. But I've spoken with Pastor Saeed's wife, and she has confirmed to me that he has internal bleeding that the doctors told him he needed to see a hospital physician on about 3 weeks ago. And to our knowledge, he's not been given access to a doctor outside the prison yet. So, yes, what the rest of the world calls torture doesn't even come close to waterboarding, in our opinion.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, when I hear the two, you know, men say that served our country, I'm grateful for their service, that that waterboarding is bad. How about, you know, what they're doing to Pastor Saeed, a U.S. citizen? How about the Christian that was in Syria and just got his head cut off? How about Pearl that got his head cut off? How about the people that are, you know, men that are killing their wives, cutting their heads off, but yet we're trying to put Sharia law in our courts so that then they walk away because under Sharia law, they're allowed to do that.
It's unexplainable. It truly is.
That's what I'm saying, honestly. Like, this is a terrorist act, just like Fort Hood. This is going to turn into another Benghazi and another Fort Hood where, I don't know, to me, honestly, all of us need to be praying that this will stop. Because, like in the Bible, where it says, what is wrong is right, and what is right is wrong. And that's what we're turning into, where we have more empathy for the perpetrator of the crime than we do the people that have had the crime committed against them.
Yeah, and that's, Anita, thanks for the call. Stephen, you've talked about this before, but Thessalonians, and not that we always quote scripture on Baldwin McCullough on Saturday nights, but you've talked about the great deception coming.
Yeah, well, you know, when I want to get real gangster about my scriptures, yeah, I go to Second Thessalonians, which is, not the devil. God will send a great delusion because the people refuse to love him and love him like he deserves. So basically he tells this world and those people and this country, even this country, okay, you don't need me? Then y'all start believing what is wrong is right and what is right is wrong.
All right, when we continue, how much time do we have? We're 30 seconds away. Okay, we're going to take our next break. Jerry in Chattanooga, you hold on because you may be our last caller tonight. But we do have two phone lines open, 888-340-3373. He's Stevie B down there in Dallas, Texas. I'm Kevin McCullough, otherwise known as KMC. And this is Baldwin McCullough Live every Saturday night.
What does that sound mean to you?
The fuse is lit.
Are you aware that time is running out?
The fuse.
You may not be up to speed on other countries' economic problems, but did you know they could wipe out your 401k?
The fuse is lit.
Your retirement plan? Everything you have worked to earn in your entire life?
The fuse is lit.
Financial experts say it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Text FUSE. 339-38.
Do you know what you will do to prepare your family in the worst case scenario?
Free DVD.
Kirk Elliott, financial advisor, dedicated to making people ready
when the bomb goes off.
If you've not reached out for America's financial doctor,
do it now.
Kirk Elliott, PhD. .com. Kirk Elliott, PhD.com.
That's two L's, two T's. Or call
866-211-8986.
The fuse is lit.
866-211-8986. 866-211-8986. Come.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
.com.
Baldwin McCullough live from New York and Dallas tonight. Stephen on assignment. He's still making the rounds following his swift kick in the pants from Donald Trump last Sunday. How many media things did you do this week? Too many to count?
Oh, yeah, gosh. Monday, Tuesday, we did a flurry. And I've been out here in Dallas doing Daystar Christian
television. I was about to say, my very good friend, one of the singers on Daystar, Sharon Tinsley, you were so kind to take a picture with her, and that was a very meaningful thing. Made me look like a rock star.
Well, you are a rock star. You know, we ought to talk, you know, buddy, about from Shiloh to Shalom, we ought to talk to TBN and Daystar for you to get out there and share your book with us.
That'd be awesome. Especially since we're providing it for free.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's do that. But before we get rid of tonight's broadcast, let's see how many phone calls we can squeeze in here. Jerry in Chattanooga, your thought on turning the remaining suspect into a civilian criminal or an enemy combatant? What do you think?
I think he ought to be tried and executed. And my thoughts on it to explain that would be the same as if you was drinking and driving and got pulled over and they seen open containers, you waived your right.
Oh, yeah, that's true. It's an automatic condition. Thank you, Jerry, for the call. Let's go to line one. Doug in Phoenix. Hi, Doug.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. What's your thought on this? Is he a criminal or is he a combatant?
Well, I think it could be both. I think that maybe should have a special court set up for trying people like that. That are a civilian, but yet they commit a terrorist crime or a terrorist act. I think there should be a special court set up. Try them. I don't know what kind of.
We got enough courts. Just stick them in the one that's most applicable. And in my opinion, he's an enemy of the U.S. because he's trying to blow the U.S. up. I mean, this isn't rocket science, is it?
That you should torture him?
Sure, why not?
These people say that.
Doug, we're losing you. You're fading. We're running out of time. Thanks for the call. Line three, Joe in Phoenix. Hey, Joe. Joe, are you there? Hello, Joe. Line three, Joe in Phoenix, are you there? Line three is gone. Okay, we're out. Okay, Stephen, final thoughts.
Well, I, you know, really, all I have to say is, I hope, with God as my witness, brother, to always be as godly and biblical and patriotic as I can. Along with really helpful good friends like you helping me discern all that, et cetera, et cetera. But I want to say thank you to our listeners. This is a program where you can call us and, you know, you disagree completely, you jump to the head of the line, but we love agreeing to disagree.
Yeah. Well, tonight, 90% of them did disagree, so that was fun.
That's okay.
Funnest show we've had in a long time, and thanks for playing your part in it. He's Stevie B. He'll next be seen on the live finale of Celebrity Apprentice. Actually, he'll be seen here next week on Saturday night.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.